This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
When I was looking at our readings for today and asking the Lord what he would say to us, it kind of stuck me into the gospel reading particularly. Just some thoughts from that gospel reading. One is we know that this is kind of like the beginning of Jesus' last time with the disciples. Somewhere in here, I'm not sure, I didn't look it up, but he begins at those last discourses, those last things that he's trying to get through to the most important things. You know, if you've ever been in a place of authority where you had to do something and that was really, really important, you told your guys the really, really important stuff last. You might go through the whole deal, but, you know, you would deal like the most important things would be the last thing that you would run over real quickly. So that's kind of what Jesus is doing here in John, is going over through some of the most important things. And he is doing it as he was fixing to be crucified. He wouldn't be with them no more. But I was just struck like how timely this passage in John is as we start a secular new year. And especially in light of all that's going on in this and that other year, that year that we will never mention again. We're just going to make a transition from 2019 to 2021. 2020 just is not in my memory, no. So if you start talking to me about 2020 and I look at you like I don't know what you're talking about, it's because I don't, you know, because I never knew what we was talking about when we was talking about it in the middle of it all. So why start something new, right? But here's... I was just struck by the fact that the very beginning of a secular new year that we celebrate, this is, some of us when we were younger and some of us maybe now still make those, New Year's resolutions to do better, you know. Well, if you want to make a New Year's resolution, call it a New Year's resolution, do this. This would be the best one that you've ever done or ever could do. It's to resolve to settle this issue completely and totally and absolutely in your life. Because Jesus lays an incredible foundation. This is an incredible foundation that he lays. Because he's telling the disciples now, they've been knocking around for 3 years, healing people, casting out demons, and running for their lives, whatever. Maybe not running, but somehow passing through crowds and not being recognized. Jesus lays this foundation with them. Says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. It's that simple of a thing. But it is fairly complex because on this foundation that Jesus lays, verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? That is the foundation for our life. Do you not believe that you are in Christ and that Christ is in you? See, first you need to believe this as an absolute. And then it's much, much easier to believe as he goes on and as he develops this and as Paul develops this, that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, that Christ is in you and you are in Christ leading your life. Now, we get confused with that because, or at least I do sometimes, because the life that I'm leading is not very Christ-like sometimes. Like I said, I still have that old nature that my first reaction is I want to go punch somebody in the face. because that's just kind of the way I grew up. And then in the work world, it was kind of the same thing. I didn't grow up being a child or a teenager or a young adult or anything full of grace, and certainly not truth. So sometimes I struggle because I have these same thoughts. That I'd just punch that guy in the face. Then we could have a discussion because I'd have his attention. That's not Christ at all. And so that confuses me. I said, okay, so how am I in Christ and Christ in me now? You know, we process these things as if, okay, I'm in Christ because I love you. Things are going really good. So I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. He's living his life of joy and peace and all those kind of things until you say something. And then I'm out of Christ because I want to punch you in the face, you know. But here's the rub in all this, is that Christ is never out of us. And we're never really out of him, you know. We're just confused a little bit in that moment by that old nature that wants to live rather than the new nature that is the born-again nature by the Spirit of God. And the enemy takes extreme advantage of us in doing that and gets us all weirded out, gets us all discouraged, you know, like, I'm so unworthy and all that kind of stuff. You know, you should have settled that issue of worthiness the day, the night that you got saved. You should have settled that because you're unworthy. And you should have had, we should have already settled that. That it's a settled issue. Well, yes, I'm unworthy. There's nothing worthy in me other than what Christ has deposited in me. Any worthiness that I have at any time is purely because of Christ, not because I've achieved something. See, I didn't achieve Christ in me by doing something that compelled him to be in me other than admitting my unworthiness and my need for him as a Savior. That's the need of him to be my very source of life. And no matter what position I attain to as a priest or whatever, that none of that makes me worthy. That's what makes me worthy. It's him and me. And what he tells us here in this, in the beginning, and lays his foundation, is I'm just like you. I'm not doing this all by myself. I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me, and I'm living my life out as a man before you every day, a Spirit-filled man that relies on his relationship and his being in the Father, Father being in him each and every day, and showing us that that is really a real possibility, that we can actually live our life that way. But the great thing is we read through other scripture and stuff, we find that even when we don't, his forgiveness is there and that he's the prodigal father running as fast as he can to embrace us and to kiss us when we turn, whatever it is that we return for. One of the songs that I like, and I've mentioned it before here, and I don't even know who does it, but it's part of the lyrics is the setup is a guy's wondering what monks do. Because he lives close to a monastery. So he finally runs into a monk and he says, what do y'all do in there? And the monk to him says, we fall down and we get up. That's our life. We may fall down, but we simply get up, not because of anything within us, but because it is Christ himself that we rely on, not our own strength, our own stuff. So as we start this new year, let us have this great foundation that Jesus was in the Father and the Father is in him. And because that relationship between those two, he can make these incredible statements of whatever you ask in my name, I will do. When your relationship is that you're in him, he's in you, and he's in the Father. Father's in him, the Father's in him, and he's in you, and that makes the Father in you also a completeness there if we walk in it. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son.